It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican rival Donald Trump face off in Philadelphia tonight in a high-stakes debate that could determine the outcome of the 2024 presidential race. With a preview of what we can expect, John Shaw, professor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale and director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. John, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So what do we know about these two and their debate styles?
Well, we know Donald Trump's debate style pretty well. We've seen it since 2016. It is a undisciplined stream of consciousness, anything goes, everything goes type of style. I had to chuckle when I'm reading some accounts that he has been focusing on policy. I mean, that's not what Donald Trump focuses on. He is not someone who is in any remote sense a policy geek. So Trump is going to be very aggressive and come at Vice President Harris hard. He's going to try to rattle her. He's going to try to portray her as a, you know, extreme, out of the mainstream, left of center Democrat. So we know what Trump's going to do. Harris, I think, is actually more interesting because, you know, she needs to do two big things, I think. One, to keep the Democratic base energized. They were, you know, extremely energized coming out of the Chicago convention. There's been maybe a little apprehension as the polls have stabilized and Harris's surge has slowed. So I think she needs to show the Democrats that she's still on the offensive and still pushing hard. And then second and crucially, and maybe most importantly, she needs to talk to the 10, 15, 20% of Republican voters who voted for Nikki Haley in the primary, who are really, really uncomfortable with Donald Trump, but just don't know where to go. And I'm sure she may mention the name Dick and Liz Cheney a few times in the debate, because that might provide some Republicans a permission structure to vote for Harris. So it'll be a really, really interesting debate. I don't think it'll be a pretty debate, but I think it will be quite interesting.
I think it will, John. We know the venue here, Philadelphia. They have muted microphones. They have no crowd. It'll be interesting. What are the topics? I mean, what are we basically expecting to hear tonight?
Well, you would hope that they would talk about the main issues that are confronting our country, you know, deficits and debt, immigration, racial issues, inflation, economic dislocation. I mean, those are the things that most Americans are interested in. And I think those will come up at least tangentially. But I think it's going to be very much kind of thematic. I mean, Trump is just going to try to portray strength and decisiveness and, you know, kind of this, the blustering approach he takes. And I think Harris is going to just try to show that she's both charming and also really tough. I think she's going to put on her prosecutor hat and go after Trump and take him down. I mean, I'd have to think that she's going to mention his status as a convicted felon a couple times at least. And she also has a pretty practiced line of attack about saying, you know, I've dealt with con men and frauds, and so I recognize Donald Trump. So Harris is going to go on the attack. But, you know, as we all know, you know, for someone who's introducing themselves for the first time in many respects, you know, she needs to portray a kind of a balanced view of herself, is both tough and up to the job, but also with some charm and wit and kind of lightness.
You mentioned, you know, that she needs to keep the Democratic base energized, but we're hearing more and more from supporters that she also needs to be pretty specific about policies at this point, and that it not just be about the hype. Will she be able to do that in this forum?
You know, I guess I'm less sold on that. I just think that this is such this debate is going to election is based on just so many fundamental broad themes. And I think, you know, rather than laying out the details of a child tax credit, I mean, she needs to portray in broad strokes a vision for the future as her and her administration is one that is, you know, embracing the future with energy and hope and optimism, and then portraying Trump as a kind of exemplar of a dark and dismal past. So I think it's going to be far more thematic than it is specific issues. And I think, you know, most Democrats are sold on Harris. Whether they will actually come out to the polls or not is unclear. You know, they have some reservations, I think, by and large. But I think Harris is really going to be speaking to Republican voters as well, and that 10 or 15%, and if they defect from Trump, particularly in key states like, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Trump is going to have a hard time winning. So I think I think she needs to energize the Democratic base without alienating some critical Republicans that she can bring into the fold.
What would be the best case scenario for Trump? What would he need to do tonight to pull some undecided voters his way?
I think if he just in some way rattled Harris and just made her look, angry and vindictive or something like that. I mean, I think he needs to get under her skin and intimidate her. And, you know, just, I mean, the kind of superficial optics. I mean, he's a much larger person than Harris is, you know, which is, of course, means nothing in terms of leadership and so forth. But, I mean, it's a visual image that for some might convey strength and all. So I think, you know, he may want to kind of, you know, use his physical size and his demeanor to kind of project strength and authority and then try to get under Harris's skin and just get her off her game. I think that's what he wants to accomplish. I don't think he's going to, you know, outline a new 22-point plan to reduce the federal deficit or to, overhaul the immigration system. That just is not how his mind works. And maybe just to jump on that, I mean, I think his recent public appearances where he has been rambling and at times stunningly incoherent. So I think there are some questions about his cognitive status, which is a complete reversal from the June debate in which those questions were asked of Joe Biden rather than Trump.
John, what I feel I hear you're saying is basically what tonight may come down to is which one of these candidates comes off as more presidential.
I think so, although I do think so. And I think particularly with Harris, I mean, I think a lot of people are intrigued by her candidacy, but they need to take a deep breath and say, OK, I can picture this person as president of the United States. Now, Trump has been president, and it was obviously a hugely controversial presidency with two impeachments and, January 6th to bat. But at least he has been president. So in the view of at least some, he has the cloak of authority. Now, not everyone will agree with that, but I think Harris needs to show that she has the stature to be president. That's, I think, what a lot of people are going to be looking to see.
John, do you see a scenario where there could be another debate, or is this definitely it?
I don't know that it's definitely it. I don't know there would be a huge value. And I have to say, I just was recalling the 2020 debate in which Biden and Trump, and it was painful to watch. I mean, after the first one, it's like, I do not want to see that again. And this is coming from a political junkie. So I think one with Trump and Harris, and then maybe the vice presidential candidates, I would be surprised if there's much more going to happen then, particularly if Harris does really, really well. I don't know that she needs to just, risk, just getting into a food fight with Trump again. So I would be surprised if there's another debate. But this election season has been full of surprises. So anything really could happen.
John, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
That is John Shaw, a professor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale and director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.